All right, we have time for one last question.
Hi, Norelli. My name's April. I'm from British High Commission. My question is, what are your daily difficulties or challenges getting around in Brunei, and how would you, like, what kind of changes would you like to see so you can be more independent?
Thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. Was it April?
April.
Oh, hi, April. All right. Now, big visually impaired. One of the things that the difficulty I face is probably the environment, I guess moving around in the environment independently. Now, I just recently came back from the UK. I did my postgraduate studies there. Now, when I compare myself here and there, I think I'm more independent there because I could move independently from street to street. I could cross roads by myself, and I did that all independently. I could even go hop into the bus and just be dropped by to the university. Here, it's a bit difficult because the moment I step into a road, I might just get driven over. So, I guess that's one of the challenges that I face, though. I think the challenge of being completely independent here, I think being independent in Brunei is a bit limited for me because I think there's no one in Brunei that could actually teach me how to do that. Although you can be self-taught. I think some of the things that I also face in the everyday life is, I guess, some of the parochial attitudes that's being expressed towards people like myself. I think I mentioned this just now about looking at people like me as a person first, disability second. You don't look at people like me as a disabled person. When you look at someone on a wheelchair, you look at them as a person first, not their wheelchair first. So I think, that's one of another one. And I think today, considering that we're moving into the information age, I think everything is going to be digitized. And you know, government is investing a lot in e-government projects and initiatives. So a lot of things are going online. Now, here's the challenge for people like me. Those who are, not just people who are blind, but people with dyslexia, people who have a print disability. It's not easy for us to interface with a graphical user interface without the proper sort of assistive technology. The assistive technology that I talk about are things like, I'm not sure if you all are aware about assistive technology, but if you all have an iPhone, iPad, or a MacBook Pro, you will notice that there is a feature there that says accessibility, and it will allow any person with a disability to access it. And I use an iPhone myself, I use an iPad myself, and it allows me to access information independently, productively, and effectively. And I think what I'm trying to say is that this sort of assistive technology is not readily available in Brunei. I would actually have to order this in Singapore or any of the neighboring country, and it's extremely ridiculously expensive. Okay, for me to just, for example, a computer. If I were to buy a computer here, it'll cost me about probably an average $1,500. The assistive technology that I have to buy to access that computer would cost about the same, about $1,500. And you know, it costs more to be the cost of accessibility is very expensive. So I think that's a very that's a challenge, I guess, that I have to go through. In my everyday life, there's no sort of support at the moment there's no sort of financial support right now to help us access that sort of technology. So information is quite limited for us, and we become more disabled because of that. So I think that's roughly about it. I think other persons in my position might be able to tell you a little bit more, but I think this is just unique to my own. I think. All right. So
Great.